Actually, we haven't touched too much on the human rights. So there are a few key issues I'm very passionate about that often don't get enough attention. But they matter a lot to me, for the future of our communities, for the future of our youth, everybody. Number one is fighting the hate, standing up for human rights. We are seeing a very disturbing trend and disturbing rise in hate, like Islamophobia, anti-Semitism, anti-Palestinian racism, and hate of all kinds, I would say. And as someone who's led equity work at the school board level, I know how urgent it is to build inclusive, safe communities where everybody feels belonged, everybody feels included and safe. In Parliament, I'll push for a national anti-hate strategy that really covers everyone. Really, everybody should really feel that they're included. It should have real funding. And we'll focus on education, on fighting the hate, and accountability. I also am very passionate, as you see from my profile, about the youth empowerment and leadership, because I believe that soon our time will be up and we want to nurture the leaders of tomorrow. And leaders of tomorrow are going to come from our communities. So that's why since 2006, myself and my wife and I, we both run the youth leadership mentoring programs in Milton. Our youth deserve better. They deserve better opportunities, better mental health supports, and more say in decisions that affect them. As I said, I've been teaching youth leadership courses here in Milton for years and years, for more than two decades now. And I want to bring that experience to national youth policy. Let's make sure young people have a seat at the table. Let's make sure that we hear their voices. Let's make sure that we are leaving a country to our youth that they are proud of, and also that they are, let's make capable leaders who can take this country forward. Canada has always been a peacekeeper, a peacemaker, a leader in human rights. Let's keep our country like that. So, and also the climate justice is one thing that is very close to my heart. I would say that we need bold action on the climate crisis. But it cannot come without good jobs, good training and support for workers and communities. We need massive investments in green infrastructure, public transit, clean energy, especially in fastest communities like Milton and Halton. Where else we are going to spend that money? We need some federal funding for these areas on climate justice. Also, I am running because I believe that politics should be about care, justice, community, not about lobbying and big donors. You know, I ran this with like shoestring budget, or maybe below shoestring budget, if there is anything. Maybe my vocabulary is failing me. I don't know. If you want a representative who listens, who's rooted in this community, and who will never back down from doing what's right, that's me. I'm ready to be that voice in Ottawa. Let's see how the Milton West, Burlington North communities make the decision. But I would say that I'm their voice. Regardless, win or lose, I don't care. I'm still going to be fighting for you. I'm still going to be serving my communities. I'm still here for them. Okay. Thank you so much.